With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In the midst of the war with Russia, as missiles and drones rain down on Ukraine with deadly results, Ukraine's top diplomat has called it quits.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has submitted his resignation before an expected cabinet reshuffle. Russian strikes, meanwhile, killed at least 7 people in the Ukrainian city of Lviv a day after one of the deadliest missile attacks since the war began. Kuleba hasn't given a reason for stepping down, and his resignation is expected to be discussed by lawmakers at their next session. President Volodymyr Zelensky indicated that a cabinet reshuffle was imminent last week as he tries to strengthen the government 2.5 years into the war. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
The terrorist leaders of Hamas, the target of criminal charges brought by the U.S. Department of Justice. Attorney General Merrick Garland says it stems from the October 7th terror attack in Israel and other Hamas schemes.
The Justice Department unsealed charges against Yahya Sinwar and other senior leaders of Hamas for financing and directing a decades-long campaign to murder American citizens and endanger the security of the United States.
The first attempt by U.S. law enforcement to target the masterminds of the Israel attack. Also at SRNNews.com, Vice President Harris proposing a $50,000 tax break for small business startups. She's expected to talk about it later today in New Hampshire. Former President Trump will visit Harrisburg, Pennsylvania today for a town hall-style gathering. It'll be hosted by Sean Hannity. It will air later on Fox. The Southwest heat wave drags on. Phoenix expecting another day of record-shattering 100-degree-plus heat. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 66 points. NASDAQ futures off 130. This is SRN News. A historically black church rejects gay marriage.
A number of Protestant denominations have decided to embrace homosexual unions, but the African Methodist Episcopal Church is standing firm. The church rejected an appeal to permit gay marriage at its recently concluded general conference. The denomination's Book of Doctrine states that, quote, the AME Church believes that unions of any kind between persons of the same sex or gender are contrary to the will of God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua continues its campaign against churches. Lawmakers have now passed a bill that will remove the tax-exempt status of houses of worship, requiring them to pay taxes on their property and the tithes that they receive. Last month, the government closed down hundreds of churches and ministries as President Daniel Ortega seeks to punish clergymen who have criticized his dictatorial regime. International Christian Concern reports the regime has made a particular point of targeting the Catholic Church. This is SRN News. A federal judge says New Mexico election regulators and prosecutors discriminated against a Republican-backed group in refusing to access voter registration rolls.
The Friday ruling from U.S. District Judge James Browning bars the state from refusing to turn over voter data to Voter Reference Foundation. The decision bolsters the group's efforts to expand a free database of registered voters so that groups and individuals can take it upon themselves to try to find potential irregularities or fraud. State prosecutors plan to appeal the ruling. Election officials and privacy advocates say voter lists could find their way into the hands of malicious actors or disenfranchise voters through intimidation and canceled registrations. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Ahead of his scheduled sentencing in 2 weeks, former President Trump has failed to have his New York criminal case moved from state to federal court. U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein denied Trump legal team's request, just as he did in the past. More details at SRNNews.com.